And this was the word of the Lord. See you again on Saturday. And may all of you have a very happy day.
The word of the Lord.
What do
you do?
You see? You see?
The important and effective part of the Spanish Holy Rule is to serve the language 33 of the Spanish Holy Rule. So that the language of the Spanish Holy Rule could be used to ensure us to remember the language of the Spanish Holy Rule. The language of the Manuel Rodriguez. Which means that the whole thing in the school is the same as the official Spanish Holy Rule. Manuel Rodriguez.
In light of the attempt for the United States to explode Cuba Gulf and put in Cuba, nine summit of the Americas, CARICOM, the Caribbean community calls the need for the meeting to be inclusive with the participation of representatives of the Philippines. This information came through a communique issued by the CARICOM Secretary on the occasion of the meeting of the Council of Foreign Community Relations. In addition to urging an end to the U.S. blocking of Cuba, the conclave commended the proclamation of the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of relations between Cuba and CARICOM for a high-level meeting on December 8th. The commemoration highlights a personal relations to the Panama Label, which will provide scholarship for students and friends, doctors and nurses, a careful examining the UN other issues related to the foreign relations, the Caribbean countries did not want to avoid arrangements to the ninth summit of the Americas scheduled for Los Angeles next June. The convening tour will be part of the European Corporation in charge of State Department officials to involve the White House to view the reduction of civil Latin America problem leaders by announcing the exclusion of the ninth Also, according to a response to Washington's claim was provided by the Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who stated that he did not attend the summit of the World Citizen, although also emphasized the story neutrality of the delegation. Other presidents of the region and even the president of Argentina,
in the United States in our province, but they never got a hashtag SOS USA. Can you imagine calling Cuba a corrupted dictatorship that they jail people for no reason?
Well, if you're looking for a country that jails people for literally no reason, look no further than the United States.
It comes from the world's largest prison population.
This number representing less than 5% of the world's population, the U.S. has nearly 25% of the world's prison population. And while nearly half of all prisoners in the United States were convicted of non-violent offenses, the real criminals, the ones who crashed the world financial system and put millions of people out of work, the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars off the backs of their workers can literally die on the job. They get richer. Joe Biden says the Cuban government should respect peaceful protesters. But the cops in this country spent the last year hating peaceful protesters for protesting racism and police brutality. In just the first week of protests, over 10,000 people were arrested. People are also criticizing medical shortages in Cuba, as if medical care is so accessible here. That's still 7% of the current bankruptcies in the United States are related to medical care. Who the hell is the United States to criticize Cuba when 54% of adults in this country can't read at a sixth grade level? There are 17 million vacant homes in America despite widespread homelessness. We have the worst COVID response in the entire world. I mean, Cuba literally has a higher life expectancy than us. So the U.S. government is attacking Cuba because they care about poverty and repression. They economically strangle and attack Cuba because if socialism were allowed to succeed, people in the United States would have no reason to support capitalism. The rich want the hundreds of millions of poor Americans to fear Cuba and attack socialism because it's distracting the fact that the rich are the ones really robbing them.
Over on the right-hand side, toward the top, if you're on a computer, you'll see it. It's from the speakers and the level, which is going to come. We have a lot of time to listen to us live, the speakers and the level. Sometimes I'm told now that on the Android, on your cell phone, it could be a different sound. So it's all the way to the bottom. So you must start with the volume of the speaker. You click on that, you can go back and you can talk to the speaker. Maybe on the phone. Then you're going to go live with you. You can check out the list of two in the list on the web. You can view it for me, content, smoke, other good stuff, photos, and other things in the web. And you can just check it out on the internet. Again, www.triplew.com. Several local governments, Cuba has pictures of a touch by federal president in the world of the world. At a special meeting, at the top secret suit. For the new time,
the fact that the journey of the special program of the government is called a certain difficulty of the semi-solid, the greatest in the video, and has a better and young place in the country of ministers, for he analyzed issues of great importance to the country. He also had a high view of position and sensitive in relation to the balance, climate of the American, which was their first decision to shift and pass in the U.S. City of Los Angeles. He also had a church of the church.
From the beginning, we are the oldest United States government in Cuba, and that includes the summit of the nation. For the reasons of the government of the United States, from its initial intention, to grant a moral country summit. What was their intentions to achieve its several entities, including Cuba, despite the strong wish by the banks to end exclusions in this country? The United States has been making intense efforts from its hostile contact to demoralize the just and strong demand of the majority of countries in the region that the summit should be inclusive.
It is in a situation in which this entire call from the summit has been taking place, and will be diminished from the countries of the region in the way in which the United States has been acting. So I really think the courage and dignified position of the countries that have raised their voices against the decisions of the summit of the Americas. I wish to emphasize that we share the position of the leaders of the region who have firmly demanded that all must be united in terms of equal rights. Under this condition, and due to the attitude maintained by the government of the United States, I can assure you that in no case we will not offend the summit of America, and that as always, things have happened in the past. We are certain you are preventing the Cuban boys will be hurt in the summit of the America.
Although the trade sanctions withdrawn, the Export Announcement Act 2000 authorized certain commercial, agricultural, and food Cuba, that law also prohibited U.S. government support and private financing. The legislation established hearings in cash and advance, that is, before the product portion of the deal. They account for a fraction of 1% of U.S. agricultural exports to New Honduras. It is a one-way trade because by law, the legal and Cuban exports and restrictions on financing are maintained. There is no possibility of credit to the island, and Cuba faces enormous obstacles. It is forced to go to third market, sometimes different, and it has to deal with an increase in carbon that each of the years will defend. Bilateral and official trade would benefit the Cuban people, but also large numbers of U.S. farmers. They could expand markedly to key elements of the proposed war. They were located only 90 miles from Southern Port, and therefore the potential for U.S. agricultural growth is a huge issue. Today's restrictions on sales of agricultural products to Cuba are contrary to international trade law, and they damage the possibilities of development and well-being of Cuban citizens.
In the trouble we've seen, when we all have been to cross the borders here on the Union Road, and when we have to cross the borders, we can cross the borders, we can cross the borders, we can cross information of the points on which we are going to call it.
Today we're going to discuss the fight against racism and white supremacy in the United States. I want to listen to them start. Don't miss all the content of this program. Discuss it. Whether it be the recent mass murder of Mary Blackford or supermarkets in Buffalo, New York, where white supremacy, or the continued killing of African Americans, people of color by law enforcement in the United States, the country's structures, the body's constitution, and culture perpetuate a self-sustaining system of violence, which feeds above all on the poor, marginalized, people of color, basically those who aren't rich, white, or vulnerable people. It's a same system of violence, dehumanization, and inaction that leads to much increasing force. It's the same system that allows law enforcement to carry out and they're not wrong, killing a brown black woman, Breonna Taylor, in the process and face no repercussions for it. The same system that sees blacks and other people of color with their disproportionate jail sentences when compared to their white counterparts. It's also the same system that saw Patrick Layola, a refugee who fled violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo, landed by a police officer in Michigan. Video footage and experts have said that the young man was shot in the back of the head by the police force.